Well, Kenny, you guys are playing at the Madison Theater here in Covington, in the greater Cincinnati area. What's it like for you to come and play in Noah's hometown?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, every time we come to Cincinnati, we always have a great time and get a wonderful reception because Noah is a hometown boy. And just like, you know, my hometown of Shreveport is kind of unofficially adopted Noah as their own, I feel like Cincinnati's kind of embraced me as well. So. We've been together so long now, 17 years, that, you know, we're all like one big happy family. So we always look forward to coming to Cincinnati.
Speaking of that, you guys being together 17 years, I love watching you on stage because there's definitely some kind of magic that happens. What is your relationship, Noah? Is Kenny like a brother, or what's it really like?
Yeah, I mean, we have been like that since the start, and we still are. And it's just something, we had a connection, and, you know, it may have been forged initially through the music, but there was something there even beyond that, and kept us together and keeps us going.
It's definitely visible when you're on stage. You have these cues that are just visual and nothing verbal about it. Of course, you're singing and playing. What's going on in your mind with the visual cues, or is that sort of a secret?
I think it just comes naturally, but we don't even realize that we're doing it. I mean, sometimes there are inside jokes going on that we probably shouldn't even go into. But,
Well, what are we going to hear at the Madison?
We try and do as much material from as many of the records as possible, but generally, you know, depending on the venue, the show runs from an hour and a half to 2 hours. So when you got 7 or 8 albums worth of material, you can't play everything in an hour and a half to 2 hours. So, you know, we try and just pick and choose what we think the crowd wants to hear. Recently, I said we've been focusing a lot on our most recent album, the How I Go record, and, you know, we've been doing a lot of material from that album just to kind of, you know, give people an opportunity to hear some of that music live. But there's certain songs that you'll always hear, like Blue on Black and a few others. Blue on black, tears on the river,
push on the shell that don't mean. You also did a benefit concert for the folks hit by the tornadoes in Oklahoma.
And we happened to actually had a gig booked there prior to that disaster happening. And I think we were coming home from, I don't know, Chicago or something, the day that it happened. And the next day, Kenny called everybody and said, hey, we've got to turn this thing into a benefit. And we all said, of course, you know. And we called a bunch of our friends and the ones that were available. So, Kev Moe came out. Robert Randolph came out. Brad Whitford from Aerosmith came out and helped out. And it turned into a great night.
You both look enormously happy on stage. Can we trust that? I mean, when we're looking at that, is that really what we're seeing, this incredible happiness because it's so much fun to play?
That's the best part of the day. You know, like Kenny says, it's not called working music, it's called playing music. And, you know, that's what it feels like. And especially today, I think we're both at a place where we're just really, really grateful.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt tonight at Madison Theater in Covington, Kentucky. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News. Tears on a river, push on a shove, it don't mean much. Joker on Jack, match on a fire, cold on ice, a dead man's touch. Whisper on a scream, doesn't change a thing, don't bring you back.